This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny. And we got a bunch of kids in the studio today in the pod loft. But it's going to be a good one. I got to say something.
What?
Right quick. I'm feeling shameless today.
Yeah, because it's your first time.
I'm shameless.
Shameless as a man can be.
So thankfully, the girls were doing a photo shoot in the pod loft when I arrived. And they were showing products. And one of those products is their new Shameless Crackers, which I haven't had yet.
You're about to do a commercial.
May I say?
Commercial.
Let me just get into this bag here. Let me just get in this bag here, people, because these are like what Cheez-Its wanted to be.
Oh.
This is like...
Is Dan wanting a raise?
He wants this, let me tell you.
Not paying you enough?
Look, I just almost showed it to the microphone like it's a video camera. I'm used to video cameras. Like, check this out. But Shameless Crackers, when they're like Cheez-Its. I'm just referencing something you know, except not... flaky, fall away, nothing that makes your stomach hurt. Right. Instead, sorry, Cheez-Its, they make my stomach hurt. They don't make everybody's. They make mine.
Just yours.
But these are like thick, not crispy crouton at all. Don't go there because you look at it and it's that thick crouton look. But it's more of this peppery, spicy, thick, wholesome Cheez-It. That's how I would describe it.
But they do crunch.
And it's very crunchy, but they're very satisfying. But I looked on the back, black
peppers.
And
depending on whether you got the first run of our factory or the second, we're running them thinner and thinner.
Yeah.
These are epic. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. So, but we are making, because a lot of people got, because to Serene and I, that's not very spicy. Would you call that very spicy? But you are.
No, not very, no.
No, you are of the Mexico.
Yeah, I am. And I like hot spice. But that's I also welcome something different. And that's what these are. They're not.
Some people said, like, we have the multitude of people that feedback loving them, but a few people said, I just can't do spice, and my kids can't do it. And so we're going to do a basic one, spice.
An easy cheesy.
Easy cheesy.
Well, I'll take
these
the spice.
These are cheesy kick.
Yeah.
Oh, Serena's holding Gweffy today.
Yeah, Gweffy.
She babysitting her grand.
Just so people know, she does have a beautiful name. Not Gweffy. That's what I call her, but her name's Gethsemane, and she's a buffalo baby.
She's buffalo. I had a little bit of meat to bring today. Yay. What do you know?
I like it.
It all came through the other day, and I thought I'd flesh this out with you guys as I said it. It's going to come to me. But I knew it was for everyone listening today. So around end of year, it starts just before Christmas and toward the beginning of the year. Like my family, it's tradition. We do puzzles, jigsaw puzzles. What do you call them here in the U.S.? You don't say jigsaw puzzles.
I mean, not if you're cool.
Oh, not if you're cool. Okay, so we love it. It's just like being a family tradition, and we sit around together and like we all get in one another's physical space and like put our hands. It's like, what's that game, you know?
Twister.
It's like, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
But so
it's like table twister.
Smell the uncle's armpit. I need that piece.
But this year, we didn't stop. We usually stop like January 5th or something, you know?
And who just said time you had to.
Well, we just thought time to get into the year and work. None of this lollygagging around, but we thought, why can't we just keep going all year? It's stress relief. It's so good. It gets me off the computer too.
Okay.
You know, you shut the news off. Everything is just about that puzzle. And oh my goodness, it's satisfying when you get to those end pieces. Oh,
really?
Are you a puzzle man, Dan?
Oh, Pearl, I'm sorry.
You're not. Well, I want you to become one.
No, I feel like a 1% nauseated.
Oh, okay. You might don't ever feel nauseated unless you've tried.
No, listen.
I've done puzzles.
But listen, I used to think, that's not for me because I'm not a game person or a board gamer. No. I just feel like I'm in prison and I'm stuck and I can't escape until the game's
in. Oh my goodness, okay. I'm trying to escape Monopoly.
That more expresses how I feel about puzzles.
Puzzles, you don't have to stay there till it's done. It can be a month-long thing.
Yeah.
We started as a family and we had such a great time. Such a great time. When we had a table... in a special room for it, but when it's out in the open.
It's harder when you have little kids because you will go to the end of the puzzle and there will be several key pieces that just never get in there because they're gone.
No, it's the bomb face every night when you're all going like upset because all the puzzle pieces are all over the floor and under the couch and everywhere.
Yeah,
that's the only problem. It's horrifying to me. When I open the box and I see all that,
Yeah.
It is absolutely, completely chaotic, and I feel overwhelmed and upset.
Okay, but Dan, pretend you're me, right? So you love puzzles.
I like it.
And it's so, I cannot tell you, that feeling when you fit those maybe last 10 and the whole thing comes to life and it's bright and it's a picture and you just want to put it on your wall and it's like,
that's when I want to come in the room right then.
You sell that glue now and you can glue them all together.
You can. But anyway, there is, there's a what you call behind this story. There's a
point.
Whatchamacall.
Yeah, it's a whatchamacall. It's a point, but more than a point, there's a lesson.
Oh.
I'm going to bring it. Yes. Well, Charlie decided to take an. I'm usually the puzzle buyer. I buy beautiful, bright ones where you can do things easy. And he brought this more like Cowboy Western All Browns one, and it's huge.
The tones were wrong.
Tones are all shades of brown.
So they didn't help the psyche.
Oh, but I thought, no, you know, we can do this, and I'm definitely going to do my husband's puzzle, you know. I don't want to say, well, that's awful.
So, take it back to Wally World.
Yeah, and it's a lot of pieces, and so we start. Here's the thing with puzzles. If you want to be a good puzzle doer, you put the end pieces first, Danny. This might help you. You got to put first of all, you have to flip them all face up.
Okay.
Then you have to grab all the end pieces and put them together, or else you'll never get a proper puzzle, and you fit the end pieces first. So I was sitting here flipping all the, and there's so many of them. You know, I usually do manageable puzzles, like, you know, 500 pieces. So they're like
that's
a couple
doable
days.
For you.
Yeah, doable and fun. But his was, you know.
I'd like a 10 piece puzzle. Please.
One of those 10,000 pieces.
It was thousands. So just flipping them all. And I thought, this is so tedious. I want to get to the end. I was thinking of the last puzzle when I was just fitting those end pieces. And I was sitting there actually in a bad mood thinking, why am I flipping puzzle pieces over?
Yeah.
Why am I fitting end pieces? I just want the end.
Now I'm listening.
And then something occurred to me. But Pearl, if you never do these things that you, they feel like they're not making any difference. I felt like, but I'm not really doing a puzzle here. I'm just setting the basics. I'm doing foundation and it doesn't look like anything. Right? See where I'm going here?
Yeah, I see. I like it.
And then I thought, but the end, when I fit those puzzle pieces, it feels, I get this feeling and I can see it and it's all visual. And I'm like, putting my flag on Mount Everest,
I'm doing a neck tingle.
Setting things up and it's making no difference.
I see where you're going.
And I was about to stop because honestly, I felt like I might as well give in. It's not making any difference. But then I thought, well, Pearl, if you stop now, you will never get to the end. And every single piece that you flip face up is making a difference because
it's the baby steps.
Setting the foundations. And you can't even see these pieces right now that you're flipping up aren't even going into that picture.
Ooh.
Each one that you flip up is having such an impact on that final beautiful goal that you're seeking.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, trim healthy mama journey, Pearl. Some of the things we do seem like they're not paying off.
Well, can I just butt in?
Please.
Sometimes when you're in the middle of your like, you're a 25th air squat.
Yeah.
You know, and the cut and you know, the lactic acid is burning and you just feel like having a freak out. You think, I mean, I don't see anything changing right now. Or, you know, it just I look the same as I did yesterday, but it's those little tiny baby step changes you don't see, but in 6 months, somebody else walks up to you and say, "Oh,
yeah,
you look different. You look great."
I just had that moment actually at a taco place. A friend met for lunch, and and most women would be horrified by this.
Did he call you a big guy?
No. He pointed at my stomach and said, "Oh, you've been gaining weight."
Oh, yeah.
And I was thrilled. I was absolutely thrilled to death. And I said, you noticed?
Because you've been having two eggs rather than one, Dan, and some rice and stuff.
I can go 3 eggs now, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Big boy, Dan.
Oh, stop it.
No, he's
for those that don't
he's
know,
our
I've,
medium Dan.
I've had no appittetite my whole life, which has been probably tied into my stress management system, but that's not what we're talking about today.
Yeah. So, and then I thought, okay, especially when you're beginning, and we've got so many beginning THMers, if you're just listening to the podcast now, welcome, because you're at that stage where you're flipping puzzle pieces just, you know, from down to the front so that they're facing up so you can see what the heck you're doing. You're like discovering what an S is. What is a carb? What does a fat do to my body? What does protein do? And you're starting to just assemble all the pieces to one day get to a picture that's gonna you're gonna see. But right now you're not seeing anything.
And it's dark as before yes. dawn. Just think when you clean your kitchen. Or clean out your cupboard.
Yeah. At first, you've got to bring it all
laying
out.
The foundation. It just basically looks messier sometimes.
It does.
You lay everything out there yeah. first.
And it's so not fun. You know, I wasn't really getting any satisfaction at all out of just flipping puzzle pieces over. They weren't forming together in beautiful patterns. But you know what? I kept going. And this was like a week ago now. If you would go over there, the puzzle is not done, but it is 3/4 done. I am seeing those beautiful browns. When they're in the picture now, I am loving every nuance of tan. And I'm realizing it wasn't just brown. There was gold in there, and there was deep, dark russet, and there was all these things that are displaying themselves
now.
I'm just
feeling challenged right now.
Now I see them. But russet? If I'd stopped and said, I'm giving up because I'm not seeing any progress and this is hard and this is boring, well, this beautiful picture wouldn't have come to life.
Hey, so guess what?
Basically, what I'm saying is encouraging you. Pick up those puzzle pieces.
Huge.
Keep going. Lay the foundation. Yes. Put the end pieces together. Do the grunt work. It's going to come beautiful.
Can I interrupt?
Yep.
I feel it for Trim Healthy Mama, but I'm feeling it right now for marriages.
Oh,
I'm just feeling it. Just like inspired me to think. You know what? Some people they feel like, okay, I need a whole marriage overturn. We need to almost start from the beginning. Yeah, we need to lay a fresh foundation here. Yeah. And sometimes that the work that goes into that may seem tedious and just seem like, you know, this isn't becoming anything beautiful yet. And you just want it to be like where you're laying the end pieces
yes,
right now.
Yes, we do.
But don't give up. Keep
yes.
turning over those little pieces that may look like boring brown, but you don't realize they're special and they're forming a very special part of the picture that's going to be your beautiful new same, but new because it's refreshed relationship.
That part of it gets me the splotch of brown.
Yeah,
like that's why I'm allergic to puzzles. Is I have this this. Piece that means nothing and there's a splotch of color on it and that's all it means. And I'm so challenged to that those pieces are important.
And now when I just look at now, it's changed my life. That, you know, I just suddenly it was just a flash of this mental picture of this is a beauty. And I told myself, it was just a flick of my mindset. Stop despising doing what you're doing now, Pearl, and start valuing it. So each time I turned the puzzle piece over, I started to give it value in my mind. Mm-hmm. I started like, you are valuable. You are valuable. Each time I turned it over.
That's so great.
And I thought to myself, what are these things that we're despising in our Trim Healthy Mama journey that are so valuable? You know, the time it takes.
The prep work in the kitchen. You are valuable.
You know that doing the dishes afterwards, you are valuable.
So good.
Learning about the foundations and the whys and the learning about our blood sugar and investing that time, you are valuable.
That's
because
so
you're
good.
All building.
Ooh, that
you're
reminds me of this
picture.
Little Chinese story I heard.
Yeah.
It was like a meme or something, I can't remember. But it was this student asked his teacher, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah.
And the teacher said, today we are washing the dishes.
Yeah.
And like that was the answer. And
that
always will be the answer. You know,
because so good.
And it's this idea to look out and you can look out and so far and so deep.
Yeah.
And like it's right here in your day.
It's right here. Like, and what about the Karate Kid? Remember the Karate
wax
Kid?
Wax on, wax off.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, Serene, did you ever watch those darlings?
I saw the
darling,
blank. I saw a firm blank. From Serena.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, he's like wanting to learn karate and wanting to be the best and stuff. And so all that he did at first was like, put the coat on, put the coat off, wash the car this way, wash the car that way.
Wax on, wax off. Like he wanted to learn the great, mighty.
Are you watching the new, of course, you know, Serena doesn't do Netflix, but Cobra Kai.
I haven't seen one episode.
Oh, we've watched every season. It's so
good. Is it good?
It's so good.
It just looks like middle schoolers fighting.
It is, but it's so good.
Okay.
It's middle schoolers fighting.
I've heard a lot of people say it's really good.
No, my teenagers told Charlie and I, we should watch it. And we're like, nah, come on.
Yeah,
come on. We're
at.
Beyond that. And we're just so into it.
A friend of mine was in an episode.
No way.
He played. So the main character is on the beach and he thinks he sees Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
My friend was the
Asian looking man, but he's not Asian.
Yeah.
But he played, he looks,
because of course you're so famous now, Danny, doing all these, you know, Chipotle commercials. You know everybody.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
No, let's not.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And then I thought to myself, so what, you know, when you fit those end pieces and the puzzle comes together, we're not despising those either because those are brilliant. And I thought to myself, in our Trim Healthy Mama journey, what are those? What does it feel like? And it's like, you know, like trying on clothes and they fit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's an end piece. Yeah,
yeah, this is
and
so true.
And you put it in there and it fits and it's like, yeah. Oh my goodness, that satisfying feeling.
Yeah.
But if you'd never laid the groundwork, right, it never would have happened.
Or it's doing those squats now and it's almost effortless. Pearl, remember when you first started like getting into more of a
doing the work, you're doing your
habitual
workouts?
Exercise. Yes. Yeah,
guys,
so
product
hard.
Idea, a Trim Healthy Mama jigsaw puzzle that is a tool for getting your brain moving in the right direction of being able to do menial tiny things that don't make sense.
That'd be
right
so
now.
Awesome, and it might sell as well as our recipe tins, Danny.
Probably is good. The Trim Healthy Mama jigsaw
we'll
puzzle.
We'll start having to give them away.
For $12.99, so and now it's $6.99, and now it's $1, and will someone come pick them up?
It's so fun. But I love it, and it's getting me thinking even right now.
Well, please do, because that's all
I
have.
But it's beautiful though. But it's everything in life too, Pearl.
Yeah,
it feels many things that matter. Just think, you couldn't have a smooth running home where children are dressed clean every day,
are
fed out of a kitchen where rats and mice aren't because the kitchen's kept clean. To have this well smooth running home, you have to do the menial every day.
Yeah, you do have to do the menial.
And the menial is part of the big picture. And I love how the Bible loves the menial.
Yeah.
And he often will say, those that went off to war, they will bring back and divide the spoil that with those that kept the pots at home.
Yeah, that's right. The ones that kept the pots got exactly the same amount. Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I'm thinking, in this instant world we live in, we've almost been taught to despise the menial, right? And that's why I think it's normal. I don't look down on people that come to Trim Healthy Mum and say, but now I have to cook all this time. It's time consuming. You know, mm-hmm. we can learn as we go to make it less time consuming because mm-hmm. we all want to be efficient. But I think, no, we're taught that. That's not that this person's lazy. We live in a world where we're taught instant gratification. If it's not instant, we sort of shove it aside, right? But you're right, Serene. The Bible teaches the opposite.
Right.
That you, when you invest in these menial things and don't despise them, you know, then a beautiful picture arises. I think some of the greatest things in the world take the menial. They do the menial. Even marriage, and like you said, Serene, sometimes we look at marriage and we think – The puzzle pieces are like, you know, when we go on a date night and our husband tells us he loves us and it's just beautiful and everything goes right. But the menial is living together in a room and sharing a bathroom and all those things.
And being sweet in those moments.
Just, you know, picking up someone's laundry on the floor or stepping over it without getting mad.
Right.
Those are the menial things. And without them, there's no beautiful picture.
There's so many pictures in nature too where it shows that without the menial, there is no end. Think of gardening.
Yeah, I mean, right?
It's hoeing and it's like preparing the soil and turning it over and unclodding the big clumps of clay-like soil and making it soft and adding the amendments. And
so
then you plant the seed and then you've got to water it and then you've got to wait.
And I'm like you, Danny. You're like that with a puzzle piece. I'm like that with gardening. Some people just love it. And I'm like, I'm not willing to do that, all of that. But I'll look at someone's and enjoy it. But we have to ask ourselves, if we look at ourselves as something we want, the good, solid, healthy, big picture that we're all seeking, if we might as well ask ourselves, all of us, this question right now. Are we willing to do the menial? Mm-hmm. Because if you're not willing, you're not going to have that beautiful picture. And then if you are willing, we have to not despise the menial. We have to give it a different value.
I agree. And I think a lot of people think a lot of jobs maybe that people look at and think, oh, let's just think movie stars. I mean, you know, wow, they must have a great life, the rich and the famous, you know. But if you've ever probably spent a day in their shoes,
oh, yeah.
There is so much menial. Even yes. Pearl, just even slightly, yeah. just and you, Danny, are more than us, just even slightly going near that genre where you're in a makeup chair for 3 yeah. hours and then you're like hot and sweaty and you're having to pose for like 5 mm-hmm. hours on like in some uncomfortable, you know, like
yeah.
you smile until your muscles are shaking behind your ears.
Yeah, when we did that long movie infomercial thing. Oh yeah. My goodness.
So there's menial to most things that people think, oh, that's just the fun and the
grand. What about motherhood? You know, when you look at a mother and you see it in the glamorous magazine or Pinterest, right? And the beautiful baby and they're dressed alike and there's the joy, the shot of that gorgeous baby looking into his mother's arms and all that. Those are moments. Those are puzzle pieces, the end puzzle pieces. But the grunt of it is changing poopy diapers, getting up in the night, all that medial stuff. Menial. And you know what? Sometimes even as mothers, we despise it, but we have to value it.
The grunt is the glory.
Ooh.
If we can change it. And, you know.
There you go. No, right now, John knows he's writing down it.
But I was inspired to say that because of a.
Come on.
I was inspired to say that because of a movie that I watched when I was a teenager. It was of a lady who looked after a bunch of apes.
Yes.
And I don't know the name of it. But she was
a movie or a documentary?
It was a movie. And she was going off to the big gala, wherever, where she was going to display how her apes knew how to eat and basically communicate and do all these tricks, these circus tricks.
It was after a true story.
And her husband said to her, "I'm so proud of you, darling. You're going off to be all in your glory. You deserve that." And she said, "What? No, my glory is right here. Mm. Being with them every day and training them and doing all that has taken me to this moment, that was the glory."
Yeah, I love that. You changed my life because I was trying to, like, I don't know, teach this lesson and not very eloquently, and I was stumbling all around it, but I was trying to show. But when you said the grunt is the glory, I think it says everything. You know? I don't know. I don't know what else we have to say.
What's the time anyway?
We should jolly well do like a food superfood spotlight.
I'm going to just be eating my shameless crackers and drinking in the wisdom I learned this day.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
Hey, let's talk beets.
Beet to the beet. Of beets.
You know, right now, they're probably one of my favorite foods. Yesterday, I went to a grocery store just in search of beets. Now, I'm a drive-thru Sue. So, Serene might get out a beet and she might cook it and do all this other stuff to it and then use it. Not me. I've bought beets and they sit in my fridge. I am in love with those beets. They're called love beets. They're just called love beets, and it's me. They're already cooked. They're ready for your salad. They've even got a mild vinegar on them. You can get that. And it tastes
like a little pickle, but not yes. too strong, just beautiful.
Oh, my goodness, they're so good. I love to make this apple salad lately, beet and apple salad. Just romaine, little bit of balsamic, little bit of gentle sweet, or super sweet to get it a bit sweet. Little bit of Bragg's for a nice balance. Then I cut up an apple and I cut up, you know, a couple of those beets. They're small, the love beets that I find in the grocery store. Then a little bit of chicken, a little bit of cayenne on top. Just a few nuts to crunch because I'm an E. Oh my goodness. I can't stop with it.
Oh, yum. I'll have to have it when I come over to your house. I love beets too. I love them. They actually have a little bit of almost every vitamin and mineral that you need.
Mm-hmm.
They're so packed with nutrients, but they're low in calories.
They're a few pull on plan. I mean, they have a little bit more starch than some other non-starchy veggies, but they're still fuel pull.
Yes, and I tell you what, like Pearl said, the way she loves them, I love to just grate it on top of my salad. It's just simple. I also love to slice them like thin, like scallop potato slices, sprinkle them with cayenne and a little bit of like sea salt and just bake it in the oven. Or I just like to bake them whole and round and then just cube them up and make my own little pickle beets.
Yeah, in Trim Healthy Future, you actually have tasted them. I haven't made them, Serene, but your beets recipe.
Yeah, the pickle beets recipe.
They're so good.
There's another recipe I think that Rashida made in the Trim Healthy Future, isn't it? For like a beet
it's
bread?
A dip.
No, it's a dip.
So good. Hey, let's
talk
about.
And what about the Russian borscht soup in the table? Yes, I love that. That's delicious and that gives you an incredible amount of beets.
But why do you want to eat beets more often? I'm telling you, they're probably one of the most health-promoting foods that God ever made. First of all, look at the color.
Yeah.
The color says eat me.
rich in antioxidants. They keep your blood pressure in check, which is a great one for your men too.
Nitric oxide.
Yeah, it's a great one for your men.
Beets. A man should be eating beets, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're a little boy when it comes to beets. You're like, me not like beets.
I didn't know I was here.
Yeah, because we were talking about beets.
Hey, everybody. This sure is educational.
You were saying, I don't like beets, but you never taste them in the ways we're talking
He's
about.
He's just sitting in the corner not even realizing.
I didn't know I was a part of the Superfood Spotlight. I was updating my gram.
Listen, the nitric oxide in beets, it affects physical performance in athletic. I'm talking athletic, athletic arena.
It does, but it does for men too.
But I'm not talking to that. I'm not addressing that.
I told Danny. He's, getting into be 40 soon or something.
Yeah, and male performance is at the top of, no, it's not at all.
It improves the efficiency of the mitochondria, which actually helps. It's responsible for producing energy within the cells.
Mexicans don't have a problem.
Well, Mexicans probably eat more beets than you. All I'm saying is nitric oxide, number one, is beets. And nitric oxide is about energy. It's about physical performance. It's about all these things.
It increases your oxygen use too. Beets.
And huge fighters of inflammation. If you've got a tired, inflamed body, you need beets can help you because, first of all, the energy they give for the nitric oxide and they lower inflammation.
We should be playing a
yes,
cool beat
they do. They
right
lower
now.
Inflammation incredibly.
And this is according to studies. I mean, if you just even look up Healthline, like, beets... health benefits of beets. You're going to see study after study after study.
They lower inflammation to the point that they actually reduce pain and discomfort associated with different inflammatory conditions where they cause pain.
They're excellent, good fiber source, and so they definitely help in digestion.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey,
that's why it's good, and it bulks up the stool, Dan.
You, no. Yes. I would never. So my stomach doctor, the guy who, he prescribes most of his patients with these beet pills. It's concentrated beet.
Right.
In these, and they actually, you chew them.
Yeah.
And they don't, they're, you guys know, standard process.
Yeah.
They're the standard process little beet tablets, and he swears by them.
Oh, yeah. And the nitrates, you see, the nitrates in beets, they improve mental health, cognitive function. They dilate blood vessels and they increase blood
the
flow to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, we could go on and on, but,
And listen, don't forget about the greens. Like
if
you,
I don't do. All
I know,
that,
but if some people buy the beet and the greens attached, you can just chop those beans up like spinach, saute
the
them.
Greens?
The greens, or make a soup and add it to the soup, like you would adding a little kale to a soup. They're
Look
delicious.
At this beetroot extract has been shown to reduce division and growth of tumor cells in animals. One test tube study using human cells found that beetroot extract, which is high in betaine pigments, reduced the growth of prostate and breast cancer.
Yay for beets, right, Dan?
Yay for beets. Well, sorry, my mouth is full with shameless crackers.
What if we come up with a beet?
Is this going to be bad if I eat the whole bag? I'm like three away from the whole bag.
I know. The first time I had those crackers, I did whole bag.
Can you ever do it?
No, you'll be okay. But then the next time you do it, you maybe just do one, half to three quarters of the bag. You'll be right. You were a shameless cracker virgin.
Yeah, now I'm not.
Now you're seasoned.
If I were to eat the competitor of this product that I grew up eating, if I ate a whole bag, I'd be very, it'd hurt me.
Yeah, hurt you. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye. Trim off your mama my way. And then I'll be
trim off your mama to stay. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.